Proclamation number 7121 of 15th of May, 1958. Isolation from God, new banishment. The fact that you humans no longer seek a connection with the spiritual kingdom is becoming increasingly noticeable, and thus you completely isolate yourselves from the one with whom you should unite during your earthly life. And this isolation does not only mean a temporary distance from God, but it determines your state again for an eternally long time. Because this isolation carries you into a new banishment again in solid matter, and thus the endless long course of development through all creations on earth. During earthly life, the union with God could so easily be established, because again and again He steps into your path, because He reveals Himself to you in many ways. But you avoid Him. You turn away when you are asked to direct your gaze to the spiritual kingdom, to the one who gave you life, who wants to be recognized as your father from eternity. You turn your eyes to the world and don't value everything spiritual. And you humans are in this spiritual low. You don't pay attention to indications of the end and admonitions to change your way of life because you are captivated by the world. You don't believe in the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, and therefore don't call upon Him either to help you to fulfill your earthly task correctly. Nor do you let yourselves be addressed by God Himself by desiring to hear His word. And if it is nevertheless brought to you, it will fall on your ears and your souls will not derive any blessing from it. But the world gives you what you desire from it, and therefore you also remain faithful to the world to your detriment, for the world will pull you into the abyss because it is the realm of the one who does not want to release you but wants to ruin you. Nevertheless, you will be addressed by God until the end. And at any time it will be possible for the individual to turn to Him if only he has the serious will not to have lived earthly life in vain. And he will always be able to come to his senses again, which is why many things will still happen which will disturb people's peace of mind. Many a person will still be approached by fate in a way which makes him apprehensive. And God will also obviously approach everyone and speak to him through adversity and illness, through misfortune and sorrow. For He does not give up on any soul and still seeks to save it from the end. But the end is also irrevocably determined, and thus until that day there is, as it were, still a period of grace for those who have not yet found the path to God. And during this period of grace many people could still find Him, for the transience of the world and its goods will be so obviously shown to them that they could truly change their way of thinking and also change their way of life and turn their eyes towards the imperishable kingdom and its goods, for immense destructions will still take place during this time of which people would not have dreamed. But people's spiritual state at this time no longer tolerates consideration, and since God's love uses every means which still promises help, He will also not leave such means untried which can shake people's thinking, even though every individual's will remains free and therefore such events can also pass people by without effect. But every person prepares for himself the fate his soul will face. Bliss or a new banishment again for endless times. Amen.